بسم الله والحمد لله الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. So we're going to continue now with Abu Muhammad al-Maghribi. We're going to go up until Salat al-Maghrib, and then we'll pray Salat al-Maghrib and have a short break and continue with the rest of the program up until Salat al-Isha, and we'll conclude for the evening. So without further ado, and if anyone is just joining us, again, this is the seminar which we hope to review the works of our of beloved Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah, and our brother who has come here to relay that and teach us and convey to us all these benefits that I ask Allah to benefit us with is our dear beloved brother Abu Muhammad al-Maghribi. So without further ado, we will continue. For your tafadhal, Mashallah.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. We continue in this fourth short session, or it's like continuation of the third one, was between the third and the fourth, inshallah, whatever you want to put it, until Maghrib, inshallah. We continue reading from this booklet of our noble Shaykh Al-Allama Muhammad ibn Salih Al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah, 48 questions and answers about fasting. As-su'al al-khamis ashar. So we continue by the question number 15. In the booklet is going to be the page 11, inshallah, okay? Or question number 15. Page 9. Mine is 11, you is 9. Okay, طيب. Bigger print. طيب. السؤال الخامس عشر يقول بعض الناس إن الأشهر جميعا لا يعرف دخولها كلها وخروجها بالرؤية، وبالتالي فإن المفروض إكمال عدة شعبان 30 وكذا عدة رمضان، فما حكم الشرع في مثل هذا القول؟ So somebody, some people they say we cannot know that all of the month here, meaning the Hijri months, We cannot be sure that all of them, they began by the sighting of their crescents. Because sometimes the crescents are not, the sight cannot be possible sometimes. So they say, so therefore based on this, it will be better, or actually the right thing to do is to complete Sha'ban 30, likewise Ramadan 30. Just go ahead, make 30 days of Sha'ban, complete Ramadan 30. What is the ruling of the Shara', the legislation of Al-Islam in pertaining to such statements? قال هذا القول من جهة أن الأشهر جميعا لا يعرف دخولها كلها وخروجها بالرؤية ليس بصحيح. Says this statement is not صحيح. It's not sound. It's not correct actually. For a person to say we cannot know all of the months that when they began and when they end by the sighting of their crescents. So this is not correct. بل إن رؤية الجميع أهلة الشهور ممكنة. نعم, he says, yes, it is possible for us to sight every single crescent of every single month. ولهذا قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا رأيتموه فصوموا وإذا رأيتموه فافطروا. That's why the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, when you see the crescent, meaning of Ramadan, began the month of Ramadan. That's the fast in the month of Ramadan began. And likewise, when you see the crescent, the hilal of Shawwal, you should know that the fast come to an end in the month of Ramadan. ولا يعلق النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم شيئا على أمر مستحيل. وإذا أمكن رؤية هلال شهر رمضان فإنه يمكن رؤية هلال غيره من الشهور. He says the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would not build a ruling on something that is impossible, would not command us to sight the moon, the crescent, if it's impossible for the people to see it. That's the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he legislated for us and commanded us to sight, to go and check and look for the crescent. He said, and the likewise, we see the crescent of Ramadan. We can see the crescents of other months other than Ramadan. قال وأما الفقرة الثانية في السؤال وهي أن المفروض إكمال عدة شعبان 30 وكذلك عدة رمضان. He said, as for in the second part of the question, when the person says that the proper thing that should be done, the mafrood, what is obligatory actually, that should be done, is to just go ahead and complete Sha'ban 30 days and likewise Ramadan 30 days. The Shaykh says, فصحيح أنه إذا غم علينا ولم نرى الهلال بل كان محتجبا بغيم أو قطر أو نحوهما فإننا نكمل عدة شعبان 30 ثم نصوم ونكمل عدة رمضان 30 ثم نفطر. هكذا جاء في الحديث عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال صوموا لرؤيته وأفطروا لرؤيته فإن غم عليكم فعدوا 30 يوما. وهذا متفق عليه. وفي رواية عند مسلم فأكملوا العدة 30. The Sheikh said, yes, it is correct for us to complete Sha'ban 30 days and also Ramadan 30 days, but with a condition. If we could not sight, if the sighting was not possible at the 30th night of Sha'ban, okay, and at the 30th night of Ramadan, meaning at the end of the 29th day of Sha'ban, no sighting. The Muslim, they went to sight the crescent, they couldn't. Whether it is overcast or not, okay? Whether there is clouds, snow, doesn't matter, storm, or not, they couldn't see it. Now the Prophet ﷺ, he tells us, as he comes in the hadith, complete Sha'ban 30 days, and complete Ramadan 30 days. Ayna'am. قال وعلى هذا فإذا كانت ليلة الثلاثين من شعبان وترى الناس الهلال ولم يروه فإنهم يكملون شعبان 30 يوما وكذلك الشأن برمضان. So likewise the Shaykh says, the people at the end of Sha'ban, they began to sight the crescent of the month of Ramadan. When the 29th day of Sha'ban come to an end. Right there at Maghrib, they be looking for the crescent of Ramadan. If they see it, alhamdulillah, the next day is Ramadan, the first of Ramadan. They don't see it, they don't just say, well, let's just go assume it was there. La, we follow the sunnah. We don't assume. And we do not follow calculations. Okay? We follow the sunnah. If the crescent was not sighted, then we complete Sha'ban 30 days. We do the same thing in Ramadan. Question number 16. ما هي الطريقة الشرعية التي يثبت بها دخول الشهر؟ أخونا واحد سأل هذا السؤال أموجود الحمد لله زال خير. وهل يجوز اعتماد حساب المراصد الفلكية في ثبوت الشهر وخروجه؟ وهل يجوز للمسلم أن يستعمل ما يسمى بالدربيل في رؤية الهلال؟ This question has a couple questions in it or segments. They says, what is the legislated way that allow us to know that the month is in? And is it permissible to use calculations like the astronauts, what they call them? Astronomers? What they call them? The astronomers they use, okay? Okay, the science of astronomy. Is it permissible to use that, to follow the astronomers who they study the phases and the movements of the sun and the this and the moon and the like? Can we do that? To affirm the beginning of the month or the end of it? And also, is it permissible for a Muslim when it comes to go and sight in the crescent, is it permissible for a person to use the stethoscope? Telescope. What's the stethoscope? The doctor. Ah, inshallah. The telescope. Aina. So if I make a mistake, correct me. Zakum laqa. The telescope. Okay? Nah. Everybody know the telescope? Aye. So the Sheikh says, الطريقة الشرعية لثبوت دخول الشهر أن يتراءى الناس الهلال. He says the proper way that is legislated for us, that the people, the Muslims, they go out and sight the crescent. Alright, like for example, now in the end of Sha'ban, the Muslims, they go and sight the crescent of Ramadan. وينبغي أن يكون ذلك ممن يوثق به في دينه وفي قوة نظره يكون عدل. But now if a person comes and informs the people, not a lot of people see it. One person, for example, come and say, hey, he saw, he was out there in a desert, he was out there in a suburb, he was on a high place or whatever, and that person, he saw the Hilal of Ramadan, for example. The Shaykh says, if that person is trustworthy, adl, in his religion, and also he has his vision is okay, strong, not someone who cannot see, then yes, they take his information and his testimony. فإذا رأوه وجب العمل بمقتضى هذه الرؤية صوما إن كان الهلال هلال رمضان وإفطارا إن كان الهلال هلال شوال. ولا يجوز اعتماد حساب المراصد الفلكية إذا لم يكن رؤية. The Shaykh said, so once the sighting is established, the people, they have to fast. If that was the crescent of the month of Ramadan. And if it was the crescent of Shawwal, then the next day is the Eid. And it's not permissible to use the calculations of the astronomers. If there is no ru'ya, if the Muslims, they went out, this is the sunnah, they went out to sight the crescent of the month of Ramadan, for example, there is no report, because people, they use reports, like in a Muslim countries, for instance, I give you, people reports to the judge, to the mahkamah, the courthouse, okay? But if there is a report from somebody who is adl, trustworthy, mashallah, they take it. They take that and they announce that, yes, the crescent was sighted. Tomorrow is the beginning. Or tonight actually is the first night of Ramadan. And tomorrow is the first day of fasting. But if there is no report, nobody bring no reports, what they do? They don't say, okay, well, what the astronomer says. They don't do that. They still follow the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ by completing the Sha'ban 30 days. Now, فإن كان هناك رؤية ولو عن طريق المراصد الفلكية فإنها معتبرة لعموم لعموم قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا رأيتموه فصوموا وإذا رأيتموه فأفطروا أما مجرد الحساب فإنه لا يجوز العمل به ولا الاعتماد عليه. The Shaykh said, yes, if we see it, and the astronomers, they says, yes, tomorrow is the Eid, based on whatever, but we're going to go, and tomorrow is the Eid for us, or tomorrow is Ramadan, because we have ru'ya. Even if the astronomers, they says, tomorrow is Ramadan. But if we don't have no sighting, we don't follow them, okay? Because we follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قال وأما استعمال ما يسمى بالدربيل وهو المنظار المقرب في رؤية الهلال فلا بأس به ولكن ليس بواجب. He says, as for using telescope to go and sight the crescent, he says it's okay for a person. If a person wants to take the telescope and look at the crescent, it's okay, but it's not obligatory. It's not something that you have to use. He says, لأن الظاهر من السنة أن الاعتماد على الرؤية المعتادة لا على غيرها. ولكن لو استعمل فرآه من يوثق به فإنه يعمل بهذه الرؤية. قال وقد كان الناس قديما يستعملون ذلك لما كانوا يصعدون المنائر في ليلة الثلاثين من شعبان أو ليلة الثلاثين من رمضان فيتراءونه بواسطة هذا المنظار. على كل حال متى ثبتت رؤيته بأي وسيلة فإنه يجب العمل بمقتضى هذه الرؤية لعموم قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا رأيتموه فصوموا وإذا رأيتموه فأفطروا. However, the Sheikh رحمه الله says, so if a person, he said, what is apparent from the Sunnah is that yes, you see it with your own eyes. You don't have to bring a telescope or some gadgets from the technology, the modern technology. Don't have to. But if someone used telescope or something and says, look, yeah, I saw it through this, and he's trustworthy, adl, his testimony is to be taken. He said that is because in a time before, the Muslims before us, who didn't have these means, they used to go to higher places, towers or something, a higher place for that purpose, to get a better vision, better sighting. So it's okay, inshallah ta'ala. And now we have this question, that's going to be a long question. When is the adhan? 12. Okay, we can squeeze it in here. Here is the question: هل يلزم المسلمين جميعا في كل الدول الصيام برؤية واحدة؟ وكيف يصوم المسلمون في بعض بلاد الكفار التي ليس فيها رؤية شرعية؟ Here is a good question. A lot of people ask about it. Is it incumbent and obligatory upon all the Muslims in all of the countries to fast with one sighting? Upon one sighting, meaning the global sighting. You know now the Muslims, they're all over, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. But now, let's say if one country, and we remind you once again that the sunnah we drink with the right hand, not with the left hand, okay? MashaAllah. If you are left-handed, try your best, and that's why I'm doing my part to remind you to drink and eat with your right hand, not with the left hand. Zakum la khair. Now, so we go back now to the fasting. طيب. What the meaning of this is that, let's say the moon was sighted in Africa, one country from Africa, any country. So now, is it incumbent upon the Muslims in China, in Pakistan, India, Bangladesh, in Asia, in Europe, in America, in the East, the West, all of them to fast? You see? Based on that sighting, meaning the global sighting. And also on another part in this question is about the minorities like us. The Muslim minorities like in the non-Muslim lands like us in North America, in South America, in Europe, in the large parts of Asia, like for example in Russia, in China, in Japan, in Australia, for example, in India, the minorities, what should they do? Who they should follow? As related to the beginning of Ramadan or the end of Ramadan? Al-Jawab. I'm just gonna translate because the jawab is long for those who know Arabic so they can read. Alright? Alhamdulillah. The Sheikh, he says this mas'ala, and of course mas'ala is Arabic. I may squeeze some words in there. He said this mas'ala, meaning this matter here, there is a difference of opinions of the people of knowledge. Meaning, if the crescent of the month of Ramadan, for example, was sighted in one of the lands of the Muslims, وكانت الرؤية شرعية, meaning it's not based on calculations. No, they saw it. They sighted the crescent and they saw it. As we are commanded in our legislation. Is it now become obligatory upon the rest of the Muslims whenever they are to act upon that sighting? So the Sheikh, he said, from the people of knowledge, who they said, yes, it is incumbent and obligatory upon all the Muslims, whenever they are, whenever one, if the crescent is sighted somewhere, then all of the Muslims should follow that sighting. Naam. What is their dalil? The Quran and the Sunnah. The Quran and the Sunnah. Because Allah says, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ. Allah says, whoever witnessed the month should fast. And also the Prophet ﷺ said, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُوهُ فَصُومُوا. When you see it, meaning the crescent of Ramadan, began the fast. That's how the month of Ramadan began. They say, this is a general address. Allah addressed the Muslims in general. Likewise, the Prophet ﷺ addressed the Muslims in general. He said, keep in mind, this doesn't mean here every single Muslim individually have to see it. This is not what is intended in the ayah, nor in the hadith. If there is a billion Muslims, meaning every single one of the Muslims who they have to fast, they have to see it. And those who didn't see it, I didn't see it, akhi, you go ahead and fast, I didn't see it. La, that's not what he means. He says, because that's impossible. It's impossible for everybody to see it. But what is intended behind that, if it's confirmed, if the sighting is confirmed, so it's incumbent upon the Muslims to follow when the testimony comes from trustworthy Muslims. This is the first opinion. This is what the ulama, they call the global. We call it as a global sighting. Okay, a global sighting. Okay? He said other scholars, so there is a khilaf, okay, there is different opinions in here. He says other scholars, they say, actually, they don't go with the global sighting. They go with the local sightings. That is based on al-matali'. The matali' meaning the time zones. Because there is time zones that are different. Not all of the Muslims live in the same time zone. Now, yes, you may find in one time zone here, for example, Eastern time, there's a lot of Muslims live here. But there in the Pacific time, there is other Muslims that live in the Pacific time, which is like 3 hours behind us, right? 3 hours. Muslims in Alaska, they're 4 hours behind us. Muslims in Pakistan, they're like, what, 9 hours ahead? Huh? La, la, la. Pakistan, no 12. La. Nine, yeah, I know. So from you, yes. 9 plus 3 is 12. Ahsant. But this is Florida. I know. So you came from another country?
Yeah, I came from California.
Yeah, another country. Another country. To us, it's like another country. It's far, Allah musta'an. Nah. So, other ulama, they said, no, look, it has to do with time zones. Okay? So therefore, since there is different time zones, so there is different sightings. Different sightings. Every area, they will have their own sighting. But if the Muslims, they live in different cities, maybe even different countries, but they all share the same time zone, they go with that time zone. They go with one sighting. Okay? You might find Muslims live in 3, 4, 5 different countries, but they're all in the same time zone. They go with one sighting. And what's amazing, that these people too, they use the same adilla from the Quran, the same dalil. However, amongst you witness the crescent should begin the fast. Aina. And also, the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُوهُ فَصُومُوا وَإِذَا رَأَيْتُمُوهُ فَأَفْطِرُوا. When you see the crescent of the month of Ramadan, you begin the fast. And when you see the crescent of the Sha'ban, that shows the end of the month of Ramadan. Now, تفضل يا أخي. Now, so we're going to finish this answer, inshallah ta'ala, before the salat, inshallah ta'ala. So the Sheikh, he says, if the people, they share the same time zones, then they share the same sighting. Okay? And those who have a different time zone, They don't have to follow that siding. They don't have to. Okay? He said the same way. He says, look, for example, in a day, in the Salat, for example, not all the Muslims pray Fajr in the same time. It is Fajr in the East, in India, China. Do the people in the West pray Fajr? No. The same way, in the beginning of Ramadan, when the people in the East, like in China, in Japan, Australia, for example, in Saudi Arabia and those countries, Pakistan, Bangladesh, when they began the fast, do we have to, here in the West, we have to start eating and drinking too? And we says, no, we have to go with our Muslim brothers? La. So there is different times for daily. So likewise, for the sighting of the moon, this is the opinion of the ulama they mention. The Shaykh, he said, and this is a strong opinion. This opinion is very strong. The same way the time zones differ, likewise, the sighting differ, okay? Meaning local now, the local sighting. There is a third opinion, actually, the third opinion. So with the first opinion is what? What is it? The global sighting. Who can explain to us briefly what is the global sighting? Naam? Aina. If the crescent of the month of Ramadan is sighted in one area, all the Muslims who knows, they follow. It's okay. The other opinion, what is called? Local sighting. What is it? Khalil? No. So those who share the same time zone, and they sighted the moon, they follow it. But if other people who sighted, but they don't share with them the same time zone, they don't have to. Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen said, this is the strongest opinion, by the way. This is the strongest opinion. There is a third opinion. He says, in a Muslim land where they have a Muslim ruler, it goes back to the decision of the government, the Muslim government. Okay? So if that government, they follow the sunnah of the Prophet, not calculations. Like some ruler, they have like, they know when Ramadan will begin and when the Eid will be for the next 50 years. They already have that figured out. La. If there is a government somewhere that they follow the sunnah, they decide in, he says, then those people who live under that leadership and that authority, they go ahead with the decision of the government or that authority. Okay? So that the people will all stay together. And this is very important. Sometimes you find certain people, they live in a country, and in the country they said, hey, we didn't see the sighting. They're like, no, but it was seen in Yemen and Saudi and Egypt. They said, but we didn't see it. We follow the sighting. We're not following calculations. And those people that they saw the crescent, they don't share with us the same time zone. So he says, no, the people in that country, they should follow the decision based by their government. Okay? So that to keep the Muslims together, not somebody fasting, somebody is not fasting. La. Same time when you eat. Some people are fasting, some people, you may find in the same family. They're fasting, they may have in Eid, la. They stay together now. وهناك أقوال أخرى ذكرها للعلم الذين ينقلون الخلاف في هذه المسألة. He said, and there is other statements, these are the main ones. He says, as for the second part of the question, who can remind us for the second part of the question? What was the second part of the question? Without going back and reading the handout. Khalil? What should the minorities, Muslim minorities who live in a non-Muslim lands do? Who they should follow? Naam? The Sheikh, he says, كيف يصوم المسلمون في بلاد الكفار التي ليس بها رؤية شرعية? How the Muslim minorities fast? How they know the beginning of Ramadan? How they know the Eid? And they live in the land of Kufr, who do not care about the sighting of the moon. They just have December 31, and January is the next day. All right? No. The Sheikh says, "Inna ha'ula." These Muslims, yes, they can establish the ru'ya shar'iyya by them sighting the moons. None. If they can, if they are able, they can go ahead and sight the moons and keep track of the sightings. But if they cannot do that, he said, and now we're going to apply on them two of those three opinions. Which are they? Or which the opinion that does not apply on them? Huh? The third one. Because the ruler here is not a Muslim. So rather he said, if we apply with them the first opinion, which is the global sighting, na'am, he said, whatever for those minorities, whenever the crescent is established, or was the sighting was established in any Muslim country, they can go ahead, that follow the sunnah, they can follow them, alhamdulillah, no problem. They can start with them, the fast and the like. Whether they see the moon or they don't see it, they just go with the global sighting, alhamdulillah. He said, if we follow the second opinion, that every country or every area, they share the same time zone, they follow that, they have their own local sighting. He says, therefore, for them, if they still couldn't establish any ru'ya and sighting, the Shaykh said, we advise them to follow the closest country to them, the closest country to their time zone. لَنَّ هَذَا أَعْلَى مَا يُمْكِنُ الْعَمَلُ بِهِ. This is what they should do. And we ask the ulama, alhamdulillah, as related to the global, can you do it? He says, yes, especially if you follow a country that is trustworthy, alhamdulillah, that is known that they follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because some people, they ask this as why some of the masajid, they follow Saudi Arabia. Because of this. For once, yes, it is permissible to follow global. For those people who do not sight the moon, okay, you can follow them because we know them, they are upon the sunnah, upon the tawheed. But you don't blindly follow them. Let's say Saudi Arabia, they say no sighting. Like tonight, we knew, oh, no sighting, they're going to complete Sha'ban 30. Huh? But then we saw it. We still follow them? No, we don't. If you see the moon, mashallah, you go ahead and see. But if you don't see nothing, mashallah, it's permissible to follow that country because we know they are established upon Tawheed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect them and all of the Muslims whenever they may be. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam wa taslim al-kathira. We continue after Salat al-Maghrib, inshallah.